This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. There are just three Democratic candidates for governor, and they're hoping voters choose them in the June 5th primary, just 2 weeks from today. On Tuesday night, the three, Michelle Lujan Grisham, Jeff Apodaca, and Joe Cervantes, met in front of TV cameras for their only on-air debate. All three said things need to change in New Mexico, but they didn't agree on how, and in fact, each made light of the other's credentials, got a bit out of sorts when talking about things like marijuana, crime, poverty, and kids. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Both Cervantes and Apodaca are seen as trailing Congresswoman Lujan Grisham and questioned her about her health care company she co-founded and why she left the job as Secretary of Health under Bill Richardson in 2007 the way she did. Her response wasn't an answer, but a challenge of why neither of them are paying health care benefits to their campaign workers. Apodaca is a newcomer to politics as a candidate, but got plenty as the son of former Governor Jerry Apodaca. He questioned how well the 50 years of combined experience in the other two candidates was working. Both Lujan Grisham and Cervantes said Apodaca's ideas lacked detail. Lujan Grisham talked about her 16 years as a cabinet secretary in New Mexico and then her time in Washington as good preparation for being governor. Experience, she says, neither Cervantes, who is a state senator, or Apodaca have. More after this. Joe Cervantes has been a state senator since 2002, and on the subject of immigration said he wouldn't let state employees do the work of the feds, that is, not arresting or questioning someone for their national origin or legal status. Apodaca said he was concerned that making New Mexico a so-called sanctuary state would harm it in the long run. All three candidates, not surprisingly, criticized Susana Martinez's administration, especially the Children, Youth, and Families Department in relation to the recent case of the 7-year-old girl who was being prostituted by her parents. They all talked about the number of vacancies in the department and what they would do to fix it. Both Cervantes and Apodaca stuck with the race, even though raising money has been tough. Cervantes loaned his campaign more than $2 million, much of which is being converted into anti-Lujan Grisham TV ads. Apodaca, former media executive in Albuquerque and elsewhere, is also using his campaign money, which is not nearly what Lujan Grisham has, to fight what is perceived as her lead. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
We suppose the TV debates help the undecided voter figure out who thinks what. You can bet they weren't off-the-cuff candid answers. But it was, after all, a chance for folks to see and listen to the three. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.